This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Republican Party is at a crossroads. Next year's election brings a chance to make up some lost ground, but first, Republicans must unify and organize. CPR's Benna Berkland tells Ryan Warner that one test took place this weekend when El Paso County Republicans re-elected Vicky Tonkins as their chair. That's after local officials pressured her to resign for alleged mismanagement.
What does that mean for the El Paso County GOP and, you know, bigger picture for the state party?
What was interesting about this county election was it shows how deep some of the divides are as the Republican Party tries to find its footing in the shadow of Trump. And the results of this local chair race, they're going to be contested because she won just by a very small number of votes. Huh. And her challenger and others, they think there were irregularities. So that process still needs to play out. But I would say in the bigger picture, such a big county being in this level of disarray, I think it'll be harder for them to play an effective role in helping Republican candidates next year. And I think we'll see how it plays out in terms of the state legislature. There's a split there between Republicans who want to be the party defined by Trump and others who want to move past that. I think we'll see that play out in their messages and what we're hearing on social media, but also in terms of policies at the state house and bills. For instance, around topics such as election integrity and voter fraud.
We are talking about the El Paso County Republicans, but the statewide GOP has a big choice coming up, too, for Colorado party chair. Where does that stand?
Congressman Ken Buck is not seeking re-election. There's four candidates right now, and the election will be on March 27th. So this is the state GOP party. We've got the current vice chair, Christy Burton Brown, and then former Secretary of State Scott Gessler, and then consultant and communications specialist Jonathan Lockwood, and then a congressional candidate, Casper Stockham. He's run several times for Congress.
And they, too, represent the various factions, if you will, of the GOP right now, whether the party should follow in the footsteps of Donald Trump or make something of a new path for itself. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ryan.
CPR's Benna Berkland and Ryan Warner, and there's a lot more about Colorado politics at CPR.org. This is CPR News.